With kids that we often see them come in, were at the mid-year point for them in the schooling. So I think a lot of parents will realize that their kids have shoes that are starting to wear out, there's holes in them, and that's perfectly normal. So in this heat as well, you'll get shoes wear and tear a lot quicker than you would in the city. And just kids like to kick things around at school and at home. So things that we want to look out for as they're growing through these formative years is that they have some growing pains. So they might complain about pains in their knees or in their foot. A lot of it is normal because the more activity that they do, the more impacting the growth plate is for the bone. So it's good because you want a good amount of impact to stimulate the growth in their bones and their muscles. So that's why they get a bit of pain. Sometimes at night, you'll find them curled up in a fetal position to sleep. You find that they're quite tense, and you can use some anti-inflammatory creams and things like that to rub on their muscles before they go to bed. In a little bit more extreme cases, you can take anti-inflammatories, but you should always talk to your GP about it first.
Another common worry is flat feet. When do they need attention?
Yeah, with kids, because their bones and their muscles and the tendons are still forming, you find a lot of them look like they have flat feet, but they're not typically flat, and they will grow out of it. So for parents, you might feel like they're quite flat. So it's you only need to start worrying if there's pain involved. So there's blistering on a certain spot. So sometimes it's just under the arch. You get a blister spot, or if there's a lot of pain or pain during certain sports. So at school, if they're playing soccer or when they're cross country running, it's sore. But otherwise, flat feet is okay in kids because they will grow out of it.
I'm just thinking about what they used to say about walking on eggshells when you're a kid. What about children who toe walk or turn their feet inwards?
Yeah, so toe walking is quite common in kids, especially in the toddler stage where babies have just starting to walk and they like to go on their tippy toes. So a common rule of thumb for us is if they can put their feet and their heels down and walk normally, they're okay. So sometimes it's a sensory seeking thing that they have. Sometimes they're playing games. Sometimes they sort of get used to it and get into the habit of it. And we can try and work on exercises that can break that. But we do worry about it if they can't put their heels down or they refuse to, or it looks like it's painful for them to do it. And that's where we'll refer on to the pediatricians, and they might look at more neurological conditions around why that's happening.
And moving to children and teenagers, I mean, I still get them now, shin splints, when I haven't been running for a while. But I remember shin splints from netball. What causes those?
So shin splint itself is the inflammatory response from the muscles pulling on the shin bone. So all your muscles are attached to your bone, and so when you're running, there's impact sports, it starts to pull on it a little bit, and that's why you get that inflammatory response and pain. So when somebody comes in like that, we look at the distance somebody is running. So if we need to reduce it and gear them up into their goal, and we look at footwear. So you want as much shock absorbent in your footwear as possible, and orthotics as well. So is the alignment in your feet a little bit off that it's maybe causing that extra pressure in the front of your legs?
Yeah, okay. So cures generally. Don't go in guns blazing, just ease into it. And any massages or anything that you should do, any exercises?
Yeah, definitely stretching pre and post is recommended, just so you get a lot more muscle relaxation afterwards, especially stretching goals as well.
Okay. And finally, what signs mean foot or leg pain should be considered by a professional?
Yeah, so you want to see a professional when something we typically say at that 3 month mark, so it hasn't gone away with things that you've tried at home. So you've rested for a bit, and every time you go back, it's hurting still, or it's prolonged for a long period of time. So the 3 month mark is a good spot to be like, okay, it hasn't improved. I need to seek somebody else, a professional, to have a look at it. I think that's all
Okay.
feet in a nutshell.
I like that.